is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com, and we're broadcasting live high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Shane's at the controls in Minnesota, producing the worldwide broadcast at the world headquarters of Genesis Communications Network. Hot weather, record highs, absolutely. And, you know, it's the weather has been so damp here in the Ozarks that our neighbors are asking to borrow our herd of cows. Never happened before. Borrow our herd of cows to mow down the 2 foot, 3 foot tall grass in their woods because the grass is out of control for right now, But that situation is going to change very, very shortly. And we're going to get our cows back this afternoon right after the broadcast. So I'm welcoming the girls home at 11 o'clock. So I'm looking forward to saying hi to our cows again. They've been gone for about 10 days. And the news, undocumented aliens. Is that like undocumented drivers? Now, I believe that if an undocumented driver gets stopped by the police, he or she will be arrested for being an undocumented driver. Think about that. And then I heard at the top of the hour the term 4th of July. Now, we say the 4th of July, 4th of July, 4th of July, but we don't say the 25th of December, do we? We don't say, listen, we're going to get together for the 25th of December. We call that Christmas. The 4th of July is not the 4th of July. That's a day. We celebrate Independence Day. Independence Day, not the 4th of July. Today's class, radiation detection. We're going to talk about the realities. We're going to talk about the myths. Craig Douglas with us. He's a USAprepares.com instructor. He's been to all of our Get Prepared Expos. He has the radiation detection equipment that that was used during the Civil Defense days, those duck and cover days of the 1950s and the 1960s. And I remember that very, very vividly when I was in elementary school. Guys, I'd like to suggest that you consider this. Please think for yourself. Do your own homework. Of course, turn off the TV. Read the internet. Learn as much as you can. Confirm everything that you hear for yourself. Always be honest and exemplify integrity at all times. Lead by example. At USAprepares.com, our students are expected to become instructors. We expect you to go and teach others what you've learned. You're the best and brightest we have. We challenge you to lead the way. But remember, what happens next is up to you. Craig Douglas is with us, USAprepares.com instructor. He's been at the meetups. He's been at the expo. He's been on the radio with us. Radiation detection. Welcome, Craig Douglas.
Well, there, Vince, I could add also to what you were just saying about 4th of July. In many parts of the country I go to, I think Cinco de Mayo is actually more celebrated than our Independence Day.
Wow. How do you respond to that? You know, and still stay on
well,
the air.
I don't expect you to. I'm just pointing out that some parts of the country it seems like it's much more prevalent than our own country's history.
Yeah, and this is our country, and Independence Day is absolutely extremely important. And if you think about it, there are many people who had pledged their lives, their fortunes, their honor toward what we have or what we had in this country before it was eroded and destroyed by the individual greed of politicians. And yesterday I said something like, politicians take what they don't own and promise it to others. That's what a politician is. That's different from a representative. A representative is, yeah, a representative is someone who works for the common good, and a politician is common, and he works for his own good. Craig, we're talking about radiation detection equipment, and you travel the country, and you meet a lot of people. And when you come to the Get Prepared Expo, you have an exhibit that is yellow and black, and you've got these and blue and red, and you have these civil defense pieces of test gear that we seem to stop using many years ago. Can you tell us what that equipment was used for back in the 1950s and 1960s? Why it was used, and then what happened to convince somebody to take that away from the public's use?
Okay, starting in the 40s, of course, when the first atomic bomb was dropped, there was a little bit of a fear amongst the American people because, of course, we didn't want the Russians, the Soviets, to get the bomb, right? So eventually, of course, they did with, and if you look at history, the hidden history, you'll find that we actually helped them do that. But when the Russians finally got the bomb, there became much more fear all across this land that we needed to help protect ourselves from the Russians, from this this Cold War that started, basically, an arms race. So it allowed our hidden leaders to escalate the making of these atomic devices, these bombs, to the point where at some point in the 50s and 60s, especially the early 60s, the American people became so... I'm not sure what word to use, but they were so oblivious to the fact of nuclear war anymore because the bombs kept getting bigger and bigger. There are so many of them that essentially, and the word mutual assured destruction, everybody thought it was hopeless to prepare for because we're all dead, bend over and kiss our butts goodbye. That's sort of the attitude that became after like about the mid-60s when things started declining because, frankly, in 1962, that was the height of the scare. That was the Cuban Missile Crisis, and Americans really, really ramped up the efforts for civil defense. The civil defense program was at its height then. That's when they created these other fallout shelters, the signs that you see of public buildings. We had places to go in case we were attacked, protect us from the gamma rays. And inside all these shelters, we'd have biscuits and crackers and water barrels and all kinds of test equipment to test for radiation, especially high-level gamma radiation. And for those you've seen, you've probably seen them in the movies, what people would commonly call Geiger counters, even though they're not Geiger counters. People would call them Geiger counters. They're yellow. They have a civil defense logo on them. They were mainly geared for detecting high-level gamma rays because that was the most dangerous. That was the stuff that was going to kill you. And they'd have medical kits in these shelters. They'd have cots. They'd have fans, the bicycle-powered pumps for ventilation. And we were actually, our country, our nation was actually somewhat prepared. Now, history shows we weren't anywhere near as prepared as the Soviets were in those days, but at least we were doing something. Because today now, evolving now, fast-forwarding, 1965, 66, things started declining. They no longer taught the duck and cover in schools. Things kept getting less and less of a scare. American people were just oblivious to it, and We're all going to die, so why bother protecting ourselves? And so at some point around 1985, the federal government decided we were no longer going to supply funding for this program because even though the shelters were already there and they already stockpiled with various things, these detectors required a calibration every 4 years. And so every 4 years they'd have to send these devices in to get them professionally calibrated to make sure they're accurate. In 1985, around there, they stopped that. And so... And then the shelters started declining. The federal government was no longer giving funding to the states for the shelters. And so it was up to the states to keep them going. The states didn't keep them going. And so they basically all disappeared into obscurity. Every once in a while you'll hear stories about ones that discovered and they still have some things in it or else they've been looted or whatever. All this equipment has not been available to the public at public auction. I have not been able to buy any of these at public auction from government since 2001. because in 2001, the supposed terrorist attack, I guess the idea was on one of the units, the model CDB-700, there was actually a radioactive test source on the side of the unit. And I guess the idea was I was going to take about a million of those and make a dirty bomb or something, even though they only made 260,000 of them. And so in 2001, they stopped the sales to the public, and so they could no longer get them to the public. Now, at that point, they're already almost 40 years old, and today they're all these devices are 50 years old, basically. And so it even though it sounds outrageous, they wouldn't even surplus them out. They were past their useful life, essentially. They're old electronics, even though they still work. Now, I have thousands of these units, thousands, literally thousands. And certain percentages of certain models are bad as I pull them off the pallet, test them. So there's some that they do fail. I mean, these are 50 years old, but that's actually the American ingenuity of electronics and manufacturing back in the day shows that after 50 years, something electronic's still working. I think it's actually pretty remarkable. So these devices are out there in the private market. You'll find them on eBay. You'll find them all sorts of places, or you find them at my table, Fairness, I suppose. And these devices can still be used. They don't necessarily need to be calibrated for civilian use. At least that's my opinion. And they're still useful to this day until they actually no longer function. But they're actually repairable by those who know how to fix electronics.
Craig, I have three of them, and I bought them many, many years ago, way before I met you, and I thought that they were important for me to have. I have the Model 715s. And I also bought from you something that I did not own, which was a CD, and I can't read the label, looks like maybe something dash 138, which is a dosimeter. And I have actually two of them, and they have two different scales, rentigens and Miller rentigens. So can you also talk about those, what they are used for?
Okay, sure. And that's the mystery to most people when they come to my table. They look at these things, they look at them, and they look kind of like little flashlights or little pens. They're yellow, just like the civil defense equipment. They have the civil defense logo on them. And they're little tubular things that people look at them and they're curious. They don't have any idea what they are. They put them back on the table unless I'm there to tell them. And you know, that's part of the ignorance. It's actually the most important thing on my table. But people don't know about them because I hear a commercial.
Well, I'll tell you what, Craig, hold on to that thought. And I've got a photograph of a young lady at the Get Prepared Expo a couple years ago, and she's holding one of these devices, looking up at the light, learning how to use it. Craig Douglas, Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. There's a link to Craig on the website, page one. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparedness.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we've got a meetup on Monday, 5:30, Ziggy's, Springfield, Missouri. Meetups are always free. This Monday's seminar is with John Reagan. He's the author of The Financial State of the Union. He's a USAPrepares.com instructor, and he's going to be leading the seminar on Monday. We're going to be talking about the unprepared prepper. The unprepared prepper, who is that? Well, that's the person who has forgotten some basic things that he or she needs to have as supplies and as knowledge. So if you'd like to come to that, it's free. It's always free. Meetups are free. If you'd like to have dinner with us, you may. And information's on the website. And also the LED lighting kits are in stock. I've been prototyping some LED lighting for the farm and for the studio to run on 12 volts. Absolutely awesome. I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. I offered to buy in bulk for the meetup group whatever they wanted. They ordered a half a mile of LED lighting strips. It's now in stock. We have it, and I'm bringing it to the meetup. And also, I ordered enough so that we can make it available at the Get Prepared Expo. 12-volt lighting, absolutely the way to go for alternative lighting as compared with candles and kerosene lanterns. Craig Douglas is with us. We're talking about radiation detection. Craig, the survey meters and the dosimeters. We're talking about these little round, maybe 4-inch long, looks like about a half inch in diameter tubes that are painted yellow, and they have a civil defense logo on them. And I have a photo of a young lady at the Get Prepared Expo. She's holding it up to the light. You are teaching her what it is. The TV cameras love coming in to see these things. Why is that the most important piece of gear on your display?
Okay, first of all, it's less expensive than everything else, and it gives you the most real information about what the exposure is. Now, let me tell the difference between the survey meters and the dosimeters, or dosimeters, it's fine. The CDV-715, for instance, is what you have. It's called a radiological survey meter. The uneducated would call it a Geiger counter. It's not. A Geiger counter has a Geiger-Müller detection device and usually a wand with a cable, whereas the radiological survey meters have something called an ion chamber detector. Completely different. There's no probes. There's no cables. There's nothing that goes click, click, click. But that was actually the survey meter and the dosimeters were what all the emergency services had. They would never get a Geiger counter until they had those first because, frankly, a Geiger counter for survival purposes is a toy because it's actually 10,000 times more sensitive than the survey meter, which you have. In other words, the Geiger counter is 10,000 times more sensitive. Yeah, it's great to play around with, check things around the house. It makes the clicking sound. It's fun. But in a high-level event, the Geiger counter and the Geiger-Müller tube, when saturated or gets too much radiation, the needle will read zero, and it won't do anything at all. It'll appear that there's no radiation. So that's why it's very dangerous to rely on a Geiger counter for survival purposes, because you could have a lot of radiation and not even know it. Now, the emergency services always have the survey meters and the dosimeters. Now, the reason most people think the survey meters are Geiger counters is, frankly, because of the movies. The movies do this. And the reason you've never seen a dosimeter is also because of the movies, because they never show them in the movies. Everything you think you know about radiation, if you learned it from the movies, it's wrong. And so that's what this class is all about. Now, the dosimeters. As Ben said, they're about 4 inches long. They're yellow. They're tubular. You look through them. You hold them up to light. You don't have to point them at a light source such as a light bulb. It could be a candle. It could be the sun. It could be a match. It could be anything. The light is only to read the gauge. It's not dependent on where you point it at to what the radiation source is. In other words, people see things on my table that's radioactive, and immediately they try to point the dosimeter at that thing to see what the level is. No, it doesn't do that. Back to the survey meters. They measure in Rentkens per hour, or you'll see on the scale if anybody's got them, it'll say R/hour. And so it reads in Rentkens per hour. So in other words, if it was reading 1 on the scale, that means in 1 hour you'll have received 1 Rentken. Okay, now the dosimeters, it's like the speedometer in your car, by the way. Miles per hour. This is Rentkens per hour. The dosimeters do something a little different. They measure also high-level gamma radiation, but they're measuring in Rentkens. Not Rentkens per hour, so they're measuring actually what you have actually received. So if you were at 1 Rentken per hour on the survey meter, that means you take the dosimeter, put it in your pocket, and after about 1 hour, you would expect it to read 1 on the scale, 1 Rentken. Now, the models that you
Craig,
have...
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Craig, hold that thought. Going to another commercial. We'll be right back. Craig Douglas dispensing valuable information. We'll be back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until June 30th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
You
got your.
Take my.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Craig Douglas is with us, and we're talking about radiation detection equipment, survey meters, dosimeters. And, Craig, in the studio, I keep some things that I think are pretty important in the studio with me. I have two dosimeters. I have a dosimeter charger, and I have a survey meter, you know, along with some protection equipment. But I keep them in the studio with me. It's something that I consider important. And you were talking about the survey meters, which measure Rentkens per hour, and the dosimeter, which measures Rentkens. Can you continue that discussion, please?
Yeah, the easiest way to put this in an analogy for people to understand, the survey meters are your speedometer in your car, miles per hour, Rentkens per hour. The dosimeters are the odometer in your car. In other words, miles, Rentkens. So they have two different purposes. They measure the same thing. They still measure gamma radiation, but they come up with different numbers. So the dosimeter measures your accumulation of Rentkens over time, your accumulation of gamma radiation over time. That's the simplest way to put it. So they would, the person in charge of the shelter would take a reading on the survey meter, and at some point it would be low enough to where they could allow people to go outside safely enough, but they would issue somebody a dosimeter, and the person would say, well, I want you back to the shelter before that reads 30 or 50 or whatever they decide, whatever number they decide to pick. Now, just for people who have these devices already, I'll give you some numbers to help you understand what those numbers mean, because frankly, if you're not trained on them, it's kind of hard to understand if you've received a dose that's fat or not. It's not something to panic just because your dosimeter moved necessarily. For instance, the one model you have, which is the CDB-742, now that's the one that goes to 200 Rentgen. Now, that's the most popular model. They made 1.6 million of those. That particular model goes 200 Rentgen. Now, at about 50 Rentgen, up to about 50 Rentgen, most everyone should not experience any visible effects whatsoever. Now, that's not to say 10 years down the road you come up with a cancer or something, but the numbers I'm giving you are for civil defense purposes. We're talking nuclear war. So 50 was considered a safe exposure to where nobody would have any problems with radiation, at least in the short term. Now, if you took that all the way to 200 Rentgens, which is what that goes to, that's the top end of the scale, 200 Rentgen, at that point you would get sick. There's no question you'd get sick. However, you would not die at that rate. So your body can recover if given time taken out of the radiation. Your body can recover. So 0 to 200 Rentgen, that was the most popular model. There's actually four different models of civil defense yellow dosimeters. There's lots of others, ones that are civilian and medical. Going at the other end of the scale, the other one you have, which is the CDV-138. Now, that one is 200 also, but it's 200 millirentgen. That means it's 1,000 times more sensitive. So that one was never really used for civil defense purposes other than training. It wasn't used. It was considered way too sensitive to be used in any kind of high-level event because essentially it would top out right away. You wouldn't even have any idea how much radiation you received. Now, that 0 to 200 rentgen, millirentgen scale, the sensitive one, is, however, the scale that is extremely typical to be seen with people who work around radiation, such as medical X-ray technicians or power plant workers, nuclear power plant workers, or other professions where they have to wear these on a daily basis. They would set them to zero, and they would wear them throughout their shift, and at the end of their shift, they would read the dosimeter and make sure it was still a zero. If it encountered any radiation during their shift, well, then that would cause red flags to be thrown up, and they would go back and investigate how that person received the radiation. So they were, OSHA requires that on certain occupations that are exposed to radiation. Mm-hmm. Other than one, there's one occupation that's exempt, and that happens to be the TSA people who work at Air Force. Interestingly enough, they're not allowed to wear a dosimeter for some reason.
Craig, I've got a question for you. If I were to bring my dosimeter, the one that's the 1,000 times more sensitive, the CDV-138, what would that read? Would that detect anything if I went by the TSA equipment?
Well, I don't know. I don't know the numbers. You'd have to try it. Frankly, though, if you went into the airport with it, and you would probably be, it would be removed from you and not allowed on the plane, I would guess. I don't know if they would allow it or not. I really haven't heard. The TSA equipment, I don't know what the true rates are. I haven't had a viable report to tell me that, so I don't know what the numbers would be. I have, however, loaned some of these dosimeters out to people who are, like, for instance, airline stewardesses who are traveling a lot. Now, they don't have to go through the same security checkpoints that you and I would have to go through, but I've had them wear a CDB model 742. That's the least sensitive one. And she wore it on an airplane for like a week, and it didn't read anything. It didn't go up at all. Now, if you wore a more sensitive one, I don't know. I have not experimented with that. Frankly, they're much more expensive. The 1,000 times more sensitive one, the one measures in millirentgens, a medical grade one costs about $270 brand new. So they are much more expensive, so not too many people have them. Typically, I would sell my table for about $40 or $50, but these are the ones that are 50 years old. You got to understand. And so these devices could be used to check smaller levels. However, they're not meant to be used on a long-term basis. And I do understand you have a little experience that you wanted to relate to the audience about what happened with yours recently.
Yeah, Craig, I'd like to share with the audience. And by the way, Craig, did you attend any expos in Indianapolis back in the late 1990s or mid-1990s?
No.
Okay, the reason I ask is I was wondering if, you know, maybe I did buy them from you back in the 1990s. So that was where my question was going. Okay, so, class, what I did, Craig was at the April 6th and 7th Get Prepared Expo in Lebanon, Missouri, and he's going to be at the July 19th and 20th Expo, 1920 and 21 Expo, July in Lebanon, Missouri, coming up in a couple weeks. And when he was at the last expo, I bought from him these two dosimeters, the CDV-138 and the CDV-742, and I also bought the charger to reset them. And one is the standard sensitivity, which you talked about, the 742, and then the other one is 1,000 times more sensitive. And I keep them, as I said, in the studio, and I noticed that the very sensitive model just jumped up very, very quickly to read about 17.5 or 18 millirentgens. And so my question was, Craig, what does that mean? What does that tell us?
Okay, first of all, dosimeters were never intended to be used for long-term measurements. In other words, they really only were intended to be used for hours or maybe just a day or two. They weren't intended to try to sit on your shelf and measure how much radiation you're receiving over a long period of time because they can drift. Even ones that are perfectly calibrated and everything, they can drift over time. And, okay, I can come up with some explanations, but what happened to yours? The more sensitive one, what you would expect, even though it's measuring gamma radiation, and we receive gamma radiation from the sun, so it will slowly go up, but it's still not a good measure because you don't know because of the drift. In other words, if you were to have it sitting on the shelf, I would expect, depending what the background radiation is in your area, because it varies all over the country, all over the world, you might only expect to see that to go up maybe either zero or one or two rentgens in a whole month's time. So, I'm sorry, millirentgens. So that needle can move up from normal gamma radiation, but you wouldn't expect it to, and you can't get an accurate reading over a long period of time. Now, in the short-term duration, what happened to yours, where it apparently it jumped around 17 or 18 millirentgens in one day, there are some explanations that could happen. First of all, these are ion chamber devices. They are the way you adjust them is with the charger, and the charger is basically a static charge, a high voltage static electricity, which allows you to move the needle back to zero, or you can move it anywhere you want, but the needle can be moved back, and it's via a static charge. So, if there's a thunderstorm in the area, or a lightning strike, or some other static potential, it gets zapped. If you walk around a carpet and you touch it, it can jump. And that is, it can jump significantly. It could even jump off scale. That's one way. However, that's not very common. Here's what I believe might have happened to yours, and I've seen this in some of my equipment, and I've heard stories. In fact, I could relate a story once when I was doing a show in D.C., the District of Criminals, there was a gentleman there that had two devices that had what they measure. They're called Nuke Alerts. I don't sell the Nuke Alerts. I sell another brand that's very similar. It measures. It's an electronic device. It's modern. And he had two of them that started alarming in the middle of the night. It was like 1 or 2 in the morning. And they both started alarming at the same time. And he was like, uh-oh, you know, woke them up. What's going on? They turn on the TV, nothing, radio, nothing. And they reset themselves, and they stopped alarming. In other words, they alarmed for a time, and they quit. They didn't know what was going on. They went back to bed, and the next day they went to their local Congress critter or their politicians or whatever, and they were asking some questions to find out if they knew something happened last night. And it was apparent to them that they thought something, they could tell something was up, but they weren't being told what it was, and that was the end of it. What they believe happened, and it's very logical, is probably during the night something was transported, either by rail or by truck, maybe even by plane. It was a very high-level radiological signature that made their devices activate. So it's very possible, and I don't know what happened to yours, but it's very possible that something was transported through the area that they didn't tell anybody about. And this happens. I talk to truckers who do say that. They tell me. They say, yeah, sometimes we transport this stuff. Yeah, there's there's escorts and all that, but they don't make any announcement on it. They do it at 3 in the morning when nobody sees it, so nobody panics, nobody protests. They just do it. And that's possibly what happened to your device. Maybe something was transported either by rail. Unless there was a thunderstorm or you actually touched it and it got zapped with a static charge, that's what I believe. When you see a sudden increase like that, that's what I believe probably happened. Now, that level of 17 or 18 is nothing to worry about. If you top that all the way to 200 millirecords, that's still only, if I do my math right, it's still only 1/20th of a rentgen, or 1/200th of a rentgen. It's still a very small amount of radiation to where it's not a danger. In fact, even if you top that one out, certainly doesn't mean you're going to die. It's just a fairly low level. It's just a little beyond normal.
Craig Douglas, USAPreparedness.com instructor. He's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo, July 19, 20, and 21. You're going to get a chance to meet him. He and I were trained to think like Navy SEALs with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And he's going to be presenting seminars on radiation detection. You need to meet Craig Douglas. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparedness.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com. or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Craig Douglas is with us. ForbiddenKnowledge.info. ForbiddenKnowledge.info. There's a link on the website, usapreparers.com, page one. And there's there's a post that will show you the radiological survey meters we're talking about. And at the bottom of the page, Craig Douglas and radiation detection equipment in a section where the instructors are at the bottom of page one, usapreparers.com. You'll be able to click right to Craig Douglas's website. And, Craig, I was concerned about knowing what's going on versus not knowing what's going on. And that's why I purchased the equipment that I have, the survey meters and the dosimeters. And so if someone were interested in buying some kind of equipment, what do you recommend they start with, and how much is it going to cost?
Well, if they have very limited funds, as I said, the dosimeters are actually some of the most important things on the table, because you could actually take, let's say you could only afford, what I sell for $40, I sell a working set. I sell one dosimeter with a charger, a working set with the original manual, and then, so $40, you get a working set. Now, the way you could use that, if that's all you had, is you could take that dosimeter and set it to zero. Then if there's an event that happens, you take it outside, you put it outside, you leave it there. And then you leave it there for 12 hours or a day or however long you want to measure. You go back into your shelter underground, basically, if there's a big question mark about what's going on. Then you go back out and you retrieve it. And then you read it and you find out if it's still a zero, well, then it's not a problem. But if it's reading something, you have to make the determination. That's what it would have received in the previous period, whether 12 hours or a day or whatever. So you could use it as a delayed reaction as a survey meter, because the survey meters are more expensive. They cost $60 for the survey meters I have. So, and a working set, a complete working set with a radiological survey meter, a dosimeter, all the books and manuals and everything, that costs about $115 for the set that every single agency would have. Every school would have them, fallout shelters, police, fire department. All the emergency services would have at least that. Does not include a Geiger counter, because they would not have a Geiger counter as a bare minimum. So for about $115, you get the whole thing. Right now, probably for I should have some left. The next expo, when I'm there, I'll actually be able to give away one bonus dosimeter with the sets, including the set for $40 I mentioned. That's because I have a bunch of them right now. I have about 100 of them that are pretty banged up, scratched up, but they're still functional. But I can't sell them when they're all, they look really bad like that, because the customer wants something that looks really nice. Even though these are already more than 50 years old, people want something that looks nice. So if I have some left, I can offer that. But I will be at the next Get Prepared Expo, and I guess I'm speaking as well. We'll be able to help anybody there that wants to come by.
You sure are speaking. You are a huge hit. And Craig, as I said before, as soon as the TV cameras come into the Get Prepared Expo, the first thing they do is they go, oh, there's the radiation equipment, and they zoom over to see you. It's really neat to watch this, and it's really neat to watch people who have never seen this equipment. They're fascinated with what you've got to offer. So, class, I own this equipment. I purchased it, and I pay what you pay. I really do. So I bought the equipment from Craig. Craig, I think it was about $90 or $100 that I spent with you at the last expo because I wanted this ultra-sensitive dosimeter. Now, do you still have any of those left?
Oh, yeah. I have about 10,000 dosimeters in stock.
Okay, but I'm talking about the model CDV-138, the Miller-Rentgen model.
I have less of those, but yes, I do have quite a number of them. And some of them, if anybody has those, you'll notice that it doesn't look very good. It's all banged up, scratched up. That's because they did use them a lot for training. There's not too many out there that look really nice, but I do have some that look nice, and I have some that look kind of ratty. And those I generally mark down about $10 less. And so if you want to save a little bit, ask me if I have one that looks a little bad, but it still works, and you can save a little bit.
There you go. Craig Douglas, he's going to be at the expo. Hey, Craig, thanks so much for being with us today. I really appreciate it. And if you'd like to see Craig Douglas, he's at the Doomsday Expo right now. Right now at the Doomsday Expo. You can meet him right there. Class coming up, Johnny Delirious. We're going to talk about dome homes, how to build one, how they work, and how are they safer. We'll be right back.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.